This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Naval Binaural. Active ingredient, S. Binaural Bentartrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Naval Binaural. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Naval Binaural. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Naval Binaural? Naval Binaural contains the active ingredient binaural bean tartrate. Binaural bean belongs to a family of medicines called vinegar alkaloids. Naval Binaural belongs to a group of medicines called dantineoplastic or cytotoxic medicines. You may also hear of these medicines being called chemotherapy. Naval Binaural is used to treat lung cancer and advanced breast cancer. Naval Binaural may be used on its own or in combination with other medicines to treat cancer. Naval Binaural works by stopping cancer cells from growing and multiplying, causing the cells to die. Naval Binaural is not recommended for use in children and adolescents aged less than 18 years, as there is no information on its effects in these age groups. What should I know before I use Naval Binaural? Warnings. Do not use Naval Binaural if you are allergic to binaural bean or to the other vinegar alkaloids, vinblastine, vincristine, vindazine, vinflunine, or to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to Naval Binaural may include shortness of breath, wheezing, difficulty breathing, or a tight feeling in your chest, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, hives, or flushed, red skin. If you have or have had, within the last 2 weeks, a severe infection, your doctor may decide to delay your treatment until the infection has gone. If you plan to have a yellow fever vaccine, or have just had one. If you are currently receiving radiation therapy to your liver. If you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: severe liver problems, a low white blood cell and or platelet count, which you may notice as signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, surgery on your stomach or small bowel, stomach or intestinal disorders, any condition requiring long-term oxygen therapy. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not take Naval Binaural if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like most medicines used to treat cancer, Naval Binaural is not recommended for use in pregnancy. Naval Binaural may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If there is a need to consider Naval Binaural during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Do not breastfeed while being treated with Naval Binaural. Naval Binaural may pass into breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility that the breastfed baby may be affected. Check with your doctor if you have or have had a severe infection in the last 2 weeks. Your doctor may decide to delay your treatment until the infection has gone. Have allergies to any other medicines, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heart problems, including chest pain and heart attack, liver problems, a low white blood cell and or platelet count, which you may notice as signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, stomach problems, including surgery on your stomach, lung problems, including asthma, the rare hereditary problem of fructose intolerance due to the presence of sorbitol. Take any medicines for any other condition or treatments for cancer, including radiation therapy. Naval Binaural must not be taken if you are currently receiving radiation therapy to your liver. If you plan to have a vaccination, having a live attenuated vaccine, e.g., measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is not recommended while taking Naval Binaural, as they may increase the risk of life-threatening vaccine disease. If your ability to carry out activities of daily living is strongly reduced, Naval Binaural is a potent cytotoxic drug that results in a decrease in blood cells. Your blood count will be carefully monitored before and during your treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like most medicines used to treat cancer, navel binaural is not recommended for use in pregnancy. Navel binaural may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If you are a fertile man or woman, you should use an effective method of contraception during your treatment with navel binaural and for 3 months after your last dose of navel binaural. Men being treated with navel binaural are advised not to father a child during and up to a minimum of 3 months after treatment. Prior to treatment, advice should be sought for conserving sperm due to the chance of irreversible infertility as a consequence of treatment with navel binaural. If there is a need to consider navel binaural during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You must stop breastfeeding before starting treatment with navel binaural. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with navel binaural and affect how it works. These include mitomycin and lapatinib, medicines used to treat cancer, warfarin, phenindian and other medicines used to prevent blood clots, other medicines used to treat cancer such as cisplatin, ketoconazole and itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections, ritonavir, a medicine used to treat HIV and AIDS, rifampicin, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis or meningitis, cyclosporin and tacrolimus, drugs which reduce the body's ability to fight illness/disease, known as immunosuppressants, phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy or fits. These medicines may be affected by navel binaural, or may affect how well it works. You may need to take different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Your doctor and pharmacist may have more information on medicines to be careful with, or to avoid, while having navel binaural. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, do so before you begin treatment with navel binaural. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect navel binaural. How do I use navel binaural? How much to take? Your doctor will decide what dose you will receive. This depends on your body surface area, your condition and factors such as your liver function, and whether you are receiving any other chemotherapy medicines. Your doctor may adjust your dose during treatment. Navel binaural may be given alone or in combination with other drugs. Several courses of navel binaural therapy may be needed depending on your response to treatment. Navel binaural reduces the number of white blood cells in the body. Your doctor will check these levels regularly. Further doses of navel binaural may be delayed until your blood cell numbers return to acceptable levels. How to take navel binaural? Navel binaural is given as a capsule. Swallow your navel binaural capsule whole with a full glass of water, without chewing or sucking the capsule. The liquid inside navel binaural is an irritant and may cause damage if it comes in contact with your skin, mucosa, or eyes. Damaged capsules should not be swallowed. If contact with the contents of the capsule does occur, wash the affected area thoroughly with water or a normal saline solution. Navel binaural should be taken with food. If vomiting occurs within a few hours of taking navel binaural, the dose of navel binaural should not be repeated. Your doctor may prescribe a medication to help with vomiting, if it is a problem. To open the child-resistant packaging, cut the blister along the black dotted line. Peel off the soft plastic foil. Push the capsule through the aluminium foil. How long is it given? Navel binaural is usually given every week, but it may be given less often if you are also having other medicines to treat cancer. Your doctor will decide how many doses you will need. If you forget to use navel binaural, tell your doctor as soon as possible if you realize that you have missed your dose of navel binaural. If you have problems remembering when your next dose is due, use a diary or calendar or ask a friend to remind you. Please also refer to your navel binaural patient booklet if you use too much navel binaural. If you think that you have used too much navel binaural, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using naval binaural? Things you should do. Keep all appointments with your doctor. Your doctor may want to do some blood and other tests from time to time to check on your progress and monitor any unwanted side effects. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are having treatment with naval binaural. If you become pregnant while taking naval binaural, tell your doctor immediately. Naval binaural can lower the number of white blood cells and platelets in your blood. This means that you have an increased chance of getting an infection or bleeding. Take the following precautions to reduce your risk of infection or bleeding. Check with your doctor immediately if you think you may be getting an infection, or if you get a fever, chills, cough, hoarse throat, lower back, or side pain, or find it painful or difficult to urinate. Avoid people who have infections. Be careful when you're using a toothbrush, toothpick, or dental floss. Your doctor, dentist, nurse, or pharmacist may recommend other ways to clean your teeth and gums. Check with your doctor before having any dental work. Be careful not to cut yourself when you are using sharp objects such as a razor or nail cutters. Avoid contact sports or other situations where you may bruise or get injured. Call your doctor straight away if you are feeling unwell after taking naval binaural. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are having treatment with naval binaural. Things you should not do. You should not breastfeed while you are being treated with naval binaural. Breastfeeding must be discontinued before starting treatment with naval binaural. Men being treated with naval binaural are advised not to father a child during and up to a minimum of 3 months after treatment. Prior to treatment, advice should be sought for conserving sperm due to the chance of irreversible infertility as a consequence of treatment with naval binaural. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how naval binaural affects you. If you experience symptoms that affect your ability to concentrate and react, do not drive a car or operate machinery. Dizziness and fatigue are common side effects of naval binaural. Make sure you know how naval binaural affects you before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are feeling tight or dizzy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol may make the tiredness and dizziness worse. Looking after your medicine. If you are storing naval binaural at home, store naval binaural in the refrigerator, 228 degrees Celsius in the original packaging. Do not freeze it. Protect naval binaural from light. Do not store naval binaural or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness will destroy the medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor stops your treatment with naval binaural, or it has passed its expiry date, return any leftover capsules to your pharmacist. Do not dispose of naval binaural via wastewater or household waste. This will help to protect the environment. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Pain-related. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. Pain, including pain at the tumor site. Jaw pain. Painful swollen joints. Problems with skin and hair. Skin reactions. Unusual hair loss or thinning. Head and neurology related. Unusual tiredness, weakness, sleepiness, drowsiness, or lack of energy. Trouble sleeping. Dizziness. Headache. Gastrointestinal upset. Nausea. Vomiting. Diarrhea. Constipation. Upset stomach. Loss of appetite. Indigestion. Weight loss. Weight gain. Respiratory related. Coughing. Change in or loss of taste. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Breathing problems. Difficulty breathing. Short of breath. Infection related. Frequent infections or signs of infection such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Symptoms of a lack of white blood cells. Sore mouth. Mouth ulcers and cold sores. viral, bacterial, or fungal infections. Blood infections, sepsis symptoms such as high fever and deterioration in general health. Head and neurology related. Tiredness, headaches, dizziness and looking pale, symptoms of a decreased number of red blood cells. Lack of muscle control, may be associated with abnormal gait, speech changes and abnormalities in eyes movement. Bleeding related. Bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal, or nosebleeds, symptoms of low blood platelet count. Eye problems. Changes in your vision. Throat related. Difficulty swallowing. Urinary related. Pain, or burning feeling when passing urine, or other urinary problems. Heart related. Chest pain. Palpitations, fast, or irregular heartbeat. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Allergy related. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the feet and ankles, face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Liver related. Liver disorders, abnormal liver test. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What nasal binaural contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Binaural bean tartrate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Ethanol. Purified water. Glycerol. Macrogol 400. Gelatin. Anidrazorb 85/70. Fossil 53 MCT. Medium chain triglycerides. Edible incred. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide yellow. Iron oxide red. Potential allergens. No. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What nasal binaural looks like. Nasal binaural soft capsules are available in 4 strengths. 20 mg, 30 mg, 40 mg and 80 mg. Nasal binaural 20 mg soft capsules are light brown and printed in 20. Nasal binaural 30 mg soft capsules are pink and printed in 30. Nasal binaural 40 mg soft capsules are brown and printed in 40. Nasal binaural 80 mg soft capsules are pale yellow and printed in 80. Nasal binaural comes in blister packs of 1 tablet. These pack sizes are not available in Australia. Australian registration number 20 mg Ostar 99498. 30 mg Ostar 99558. 40 mg Ostar 99561. 80 mg, Ostar 99564. Who distributes nasal binaural? Pierre Fabre Australia Pty Ltd. Level 7, 32 Walker Street. North Sydney, New South Wales 2060. This leaflet was prepared in July 2021.